When you have an outcome as a natural part of your data for supervised learning, you can be fairly confident that if you set up a holdout and your model performs similarly on the holdout as the training set, that the model's likely to perform pretty well on the rest of your data too. But when you've used techniques to manufacture data, like we did for our shopper location processes, there's always an open question about whether the data in your training and holdout set match the real-world data you're collecting. If they don't, then no matter how good your performance on the holdout was, your model may still suck. The really challenging part of this is that since you don't have the outcomes embedded in your data, you may never realize your model's inaccurate. To combat that problem, we built multiple models. We had, for example, a binary classifier that determined whether the shopper was inside or outside the store. We then had a second model that mapped the shopper to a particular calibration area that included areas inside and outside the store. Finally, we looked at whether the two models agreed and how often they didn't. If the boundary model thought a shopper was outside the store, did the area classifier agree? This coherence of models has proved to be a really good indicator of whether there are deeper problems in the model building process. The coherence test is baked right into the production processes, which also lets us see if the models continue to track appropriately. In a highly uncertain world, seeing high coherence in the models helps give us confidence that we're getting it right with our machine learning. And it's a general purpose strategy worth keeping in mind whenever you've had to manufacture your training data.